Hi folks, Pilgrim Chris. As always, you don't hear from me for weeks and then two or three or more boos come out in quick succession. But that's how it is. And this boo is sort of a response boo to Claire Randall here on Audio Boo. Who asked the question? She asked the question, how can we get boos featured? Posts featured. Or should we call them booms now? Anyway, that's another thing. Boos featured. How can we get boos featured? Well, what struck me about Claire's boo was that she'd already found a way of doing it. She found a boo that she wanted to be featured, contacted Audio Boo, asked them to feature it, and they did. I think that's as much as we can expect, really, considering that. There's probably, as Claire rightly said, there's probably hundreds of thousands of people that want their boos featured. And they can't all be featured, of course. What I did find interesting was that you were saying there, Claire, that you thought Audio Boo should perhaps have featured all of the boos. Now, what we're talking about here, for those that don't know, is that it's MS Awareness Week this past week, and a person in our little micro community here on Audio Boo, called Phil Sorrell, known as Daylight Gambler on Audio Boo, is an MS sufferer, if you for want of a better word. And he has done a series of boos this week talking about his experiences with MS. And Claire wanted a particular boo featured by Audio Boo because it's MS Awareness Week. And Claire contacted Audio Boo and they featured the boo. But Claire wanted more boos featured of Phil's, and was saying, why don't the Audio Boo feature them all? Because Audio Boo, sorry, MS Awareness Week lasts all week, not just for a day. Well, I think the answer to that, as far as I can see, is that a boo's featured about MS awareness. People go onto that boo because it's featured. They see who's featured it. If they enjoy the content of that boo, they will go and look at the user profile of that featured boo and listen to the rest of the boos. Then those people, if they want to, can share those boos within their own micro communities through their own Twitter accounts or whatever. And that's pretty much how it works, I would think. I'm not sure I agree with the idea of having a series of boos by one person featured every day. Because, like I say, you can, if a boo is featured, you can go and discover the rest of the content from that booer. You can also then, if you're interested, do a hashtag search to find boos on the subject. Other people might have hashtagged their boo MS awareness, and you can find other boos that way. I think it's a great idea to try and get boos featured, but of course they are subjective, you know. Whilst I sympathise with MS, there are many, many reasons and many other boos out there that have, you know, interest for me particularly, or interest for other people, and I might want them featured myself. And I think Claire, you answered it, your own question again, how to manage requests for featured boos. Audio Boo can only do so much, but then again, only anybody can only do so much in trying to collate all this data. That if everybody, you know, Audio Boo has hundreds of thousands of users worldwide. There are probably hundreds and hundreds of micro communities like ours worldwide, not to mention all the corporates, of course. And we've got to face facts. Audio Boo's just floated on the stock market. Their priority is revenue, and their priority is featuring boos from the people that are paying them money, serious money, to use Audio Boo. And I think it's great that Audio Boo still recognise the communities, the micro communities. And for me, the fact that Claire was able to contact Audio Boo and get a boo of her particular preference featured was great. I think it's wonderful. But I don't think we should try and find a system, have a systematic way of getting boos that we particularly like featured. I don't think we should do that. I don't know. By all means, let Audio Boo know of a boo that we find interesting and say, look, here's a boo that might be worth featuring, and let them decide for themselves. I think that's as best we can do. Whether Audioboo get many features for this, many requests for having Boost featured, I don't know. But they found yours, Claire. They featured it. It brought the awareness, brought MS awareness to a wider audience. And that one boo is all it takes. Like I say, that boo's featured. Somebody goes onto that boo, sees more boos by the person who uploaded the boos, and there you go. They listen to the rest of the boos in sequence. Or not, if they don't want to. There's my thoughts on Audioboo. How to get boos featured? Do what Claire did. Say, here's a boo, Audioboo, that I want featured, and see what happens. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the question, Claire. Very interesting. Brought me out of semi-Audioboo retirement. And I'll speak to you all soon. As always, if applicable, God bless.